New Zealand has one of the highest rates of people who know how to ride a bike, but one of the lowest rates of people who actually cycle. With us now is Karen Hercock from Ipsos Market Research, who has some new data about New Zealanders' cycling habits and how we compare to the rest of the world. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Karen.
So how do we stack up to the rest of the world when it comes to getting on our bike?
Well, as you said, a lot of us love riding bikes, and it's obviously something that we learn early. So 82% of us know how to ride a bike, and that's only second to Poland and the 28 countries that Ipsos surveyed. But actually only 35% of us own a bike that we can personally ride. And of those, only 18% of us ride regularly at least once a week. And that's actually the second lowest of all the 28 countries that we've measured.
And you're talking about a 2K bike, sort of, that's your way of measuring this, isn't it?
Yeah. So kind of a short, easy bike ride, probably an easy walk for some people as well. And what we found is that one of the key drivers is that New Zealanders love cars. So we're almost twice as likely than other countries to use a car to make that short trip.
Did you ask people why they were reluctant to use bikes?
Yes, well, what we can see is that there's a really clear correlation with people's perceptions of safety and their likelihood to use a bike for a short trip like that. So it's like a negative correlation that says that because people sense that cycling is dangerous in their area, they're less likely to get on their bike.
But does the evidence actually back that up, that it is unsafe?
No, not necessarily. That's not something that we look into. We're sort of interested in people's perceptions. But it's kind of interesting because when you ask people about investments in infrastructure and prioritising bikes when we develop roads or transport infrastructure, New Zealanders are actually less likely to want to prioritise bikes.
So do people see cycling, though, as an important part of the piece of the puzzle for dealing with things like climate change and intensification of cities and these sort of things?
Yeah, absolutely. New Zealanders have one of the highest agreement rates when it comes to considering cycling as a key tool to reduce carbon emissions. But we kind of call that the say-do gap. We believe it's the right thing to do, but we actually don't do it ourselves.
So what you're saying is that when that decision gets made about whipping down to the shop, it's just too hard to get on the bike and too easy to get in the car.
That's absolutely right. And, it's one of the things that's interesting too is the type of people who are likely to get on their bike. So we find the frequent riders are more likely to be middle-aged and well-educated, higher incomes, and they live in large cities. So there's a definite type when it comes to cyclists who are willing to do that.
But is that did you distinguish between recreational cyclists who cycle mountain bike or do it for fitness?
No, we didn't ask them the motivations for riding. We just talked to them about how regularly they do those trips. But we can see just observing that there is kind of a lot of people cycling in that way that would probably fit that description. I think what's interesting is that people in larger cities are more likely to cycle frequently, and they're also more likely to be supportive of infrastructure prioritising cyclists.
I mean, was there any consideration of things like the weather and geography when you look at a city like Wellington? Lots of cities in New Zealand and places in New Zealand. It's just difficult, isn't it, in the middle of winter?
Well, I guess it could be, but we are in the lowest in the world, but I have to say that countries like Australia and Canada have similar issues to us. But we didn't actually ask people if it was the rain putting them off, or the wind, or the hills, for that matter.
So I'm interested, isn't it? So when you're young, it's a big deal, isn't it, learning how to ride a bike? That's sort of it is literally a rite of passage for many New Zealanders. Yet somewhere along the line, it's not translating.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you think back, often you ride a lot when you're a child and then you get your first job and your first car and you get out of that habit. And we do wonder if there is a bit of an equity issue going on here. If you look at the profile who those ride regularly, it's much less likely to be those who are on lower incomes, who are younger, who are living in rural areas. So, perhaps there's some some issues with availability and accessibility for bikes.
When you think of all the debates in cities around New Zealand about cycleways and, you know, certain sections of the community really pushing hard for more of them, others not so keen, your data, it could be pretty interesting when it's thrown into the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do get a high interest from, you know, a lot of the transport advocates who are looking at this issue and wanting to understand more about the attitudes that people have to cycling. And it's really interesting to compare us to other countries around the world because it gives us a little bit of a benchmark into how countries like the Netherlands, for example, which has really high cycling rates, they also have very high perceptions of safety. So if we make it safer for cyclists, perhaps we'll get more people riding.
Do you think that it might embolden those who want to see, who are sort of car-focused, to say, hey, look, you know, Kiwis aren't keen on cycling?
Well, it might do that, but it also does say that is kind of a New Zealand issue and that we're far more likely to love our cars than other countries who have managed to get those cycling rates up. So, you know, I think it demonstrates that there's opportunity for improvement if we're serious about thinking that cycling is something that could help carbon emissions.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Karen Hercock there from Ipsos Market Research, with some fascinating insights into New Zealanders' cycling habits. The most common cyclist is male, middle-aged and of a high income.